This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 2024, a year of mixed fortunes for Nepal's aviation as global concerns emerge. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli holds meeting with former Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe. And death toll in New Orleans terrorist attack rises to 15. Now the news in detail. People in Kathmandu were jolted this afternoon by an earthquake of approximately 4.8 magnitude, with its epicenter located in Thading district. The earthquake occurred at 1 p.m. Nepali Standard Time. More details about the quake is yet to come. 2024 was a year of mixed fortunes for aviation. While Nepal saw growth in air travel with both domestic and international passenger numbers increasing, the year was unfortunately marked by tragic air accidents, both within the country and globally. In Nepal, the aviation sector experienced setbacks with the loss of lives in the Saudi Airlines plane crash and the Air Dynasty helicopter crash. These incidents serve as a stark reminders of the importance of unwavering commitment to safety within the industry. Globally, 2024 was a year of significant aviation challenges. Major crashes in South Korea and Kazakhstan towards the end of the year raised serious concerns about global aviation safety standards and protocols. The ever-increasing number of air passengers estimated to reach 5 billion annually further emphasizes the critical need for continuous improvement in safety measures across the industry. Despite these setbacks, Nepal's aviation sector has shown progress in enhancing safety and facilitating passenger growth. The goal of zero human-related aviation accidents by 2030, as set by the International Civil Aviation Organization, remains a crucial objective for the global aviation community. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli held a meeting with former Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe today. The meeting, which took place at Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar, centered on strengthening bilateral relations and discussing various issues of mutual interest. Binod Chowdhury, a member of the House of Representatives and a prominent industrialist, was also present at the meeting. Wickremesinghe, who is also the former Prime Minister of Sri Lanka, is a long-time friend of Prime Minister Oli. Wickremesinghe, who arrived in Nepal on a private visit on the 28th of December, is scheduled to depart for Sri Lanka today itself. The government has blacklisted 12 contractor companies and suppliers. Issuing a notice today, the Public Procurement Monitoring Office, PPMO, said the companies and suppliers had been blacklisted as per the decision of the office on Wednesday. The companies were blacklisted according to the Section 63, Subsection 1 of the Public Procurement Act 2063 Bikram Samvat. The PPMO has stated in the notice that blacklisted contractors and suppliers will not be able to participate in any procurement or bidding process for 1 to 3 years. Some companies and suppliers have been blacklisted for 3 years, some for 1 year and some for 6 months. 12 public bodies, including the Transportation Infrastructure Directorate at Phidim in Panchthar, the Nepal Telecom Central Office, the Department of Roads at Chorjari in Rukum West, the Federal Road Supervision and Monitoring Office, and the Nepal Forest Corporation Limited have been blacklisted. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development, Ramnath Adhikari, has expressed hope that Israel will continue its support for Nepal's agricultural sector. During a meeting with the Israeli ambassador to Nepal, Shmulik Bas, at the Ministry of Agriculture in Singhadarbar today, Minister Adhikari highlighted the 65 years long friendly relations between the two countries. Minister Adhikari also requested the continuation of the Earn and Learn program, which has created opportunities for Nepali youth. He expressed gratitude for the scholarships provided by Israel to Nepali students. Minister Adhikari further urged the ambassador to expedite the establishment of a center for excellence, as Nepal has already selected the necessary locations. The minister noted that around 5,000 Nepalese are currently working in Israel, which has improved their living standards. In response, Ambassador Bas expressed Israel's desire to further cooperate with Nepal's agricultural sector through technology transfer. He committed to initiating the establishment of a center for excellence in the areas selected by Nepal this year. According to Minister Adhikari's press coordinator Praveen Pokhrel, the Israeli ambassador indicated the possibility of employing Nepali workers in the agricultural sector and assured that he would focus on implementing the agreements reached between the two countries in the past for the development of agriculture in Nepal. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. US President Joe Biden has said the man who drove a pickup truck at high speed into large crowds in New Orleans in New Year's Day had a desire to kill. 15 people were killed and at least 35 injured during the attack on Bourbon Street in the city's French Quarter. The driver of the vehicle has been identified as Shamsuddin Jabbar, a U.S. Army veteran from Texas who was killed in a shootout with police. The FBI says an Islamic State group flag was found in the truck and they are investigating the attack as an act of terrorism. Investigators say they believe the suspect was not solely responsible for the attack. The identities of the victims are still being established, but they include a former Princeton University football star, Martin Tiger Beck. Law enforcement are also looking at whether the attack is linked to the explosion of a Tesla Cybertruck outside the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas hours later, but Biden says no link between the two incidents has been identified yet. Chinese car maker BYD saw its sales jump at the end of last year as it competes with Tesla to be the world's best-selling electric vehicle maker of 2024. The company says it sold 207,734 EVs in December, taking its annual total to 1.76 million as subsidies and discounts helped attract customers. It comes as Tesla is due to announce its own quarterly sales figures later on Thursday. The US electric car maker maintained a slim lead in EV sales over BYD in the previous quarter, but the Shenzhen-based firm has been narrowing the gap. BYD's total vehicle sales jumped more than 41% in 2024. Year on year, the surge was powered mainly by the sales of its hybrid cars. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. Presently, there is a general influence of westerly wind in the country with foggy weather in many places of Tarai. According to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, the weather will be partly cloudy in hilly regions of Lumbini, Karnali, Gandaki and Sudhir Pashchim provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country this afternoon. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. ...2024, a year of mixed fortunes for Nepal's aviation as global concerns emerge. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli holds meeting with former Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe. And death toll in New Orleans terrorist attack rises to 15. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.